There's a situation that's playing out all across rural America. In the wake of the Great Recession, small towns are finding themselves with fewer economic opportunities and aging populations, meaning young people aren't moving in. That's having an impact on rural schools, often the lifeblood of the communities they serve. But what happens to these places when those schools close? Our next guest recently wrote about a Wisconsin community that found itself having to shutter its one remaining school for good after a bitter fight about trying to keep it open. Julie Bosman is a Chicago-based correspondent for the New York Times covering the Midwest. Her recent piece for the Times is titled Schools Closed Forever. Julie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, tell us the story over the school closing in Arena, Wisconsin.
So Arena is a small village west of Madison, and this is a town that really doesn't have very much there by way of amenities. It has a cafe, it has a little cheese outlet, and it has a school that's been there a very long time that serves elementary kids. And actually, there's been a school in Arena since the 1800s. And it was only last week, this month, that the school closed for good. And the reason is very simple. The population in the school district was really decreasing. The numbers of kids who could go to the school were really going down. And the school district said, look, we have to make some hard decisions, and we're going to close this school, and we won't be reopening it. So it caused quite an uproar in the community.
Now take us to that last day of school, a very emotional moment for people in the community.
Very. I think that for a lot of the teachers, they were going through some of the motions that they have every year. They pack up their classrooms. They say goodbye to their students. But this year was obviously very different because they wouldn't be reopening their classrooms in the fall. And for the people in this community, this was about so much more than a school. It was about the future of their village. It was about their property values. What's going to happen to their community after this school closes? Will anyone want to come back and move into this village? So there was a lot of fear and a lot of anticipation that it meant a lot more than that just the school was closing.
Can you tell us about the effort to keep the school open, sometimes divisive in the community?
Sure. Yeah, this goes back a couple of years. And the school district, which encompasses about 300 square miles. It's one of the biggest school districts in the state. It includes Spring Green, it includes the village of Arena, and it includes two other villages, Lone Rock and Plain. And what happened was a couple of years ago, the school district said, look, we need to raise some money. We are going to have a referendum in November 2016, the same day of the presidential election, and we're going to ask the taxpayers if they will pay $9.3 million to keep all of these schools open for the next several years. And there was a lot of public hearings. There was a lot of debate in the community. And when the voters actually went to the ballot booth, they said, no, we do not want to pay these extra taxes to keep these schools open. So what happened was the school board decided we're going to keep one school in Spring Green open that will serve all of the elementary school children in the district. And after that, the school board members were so unpopular among a lot of people that there was a recall election, which they survived. But for a lot of these villages, it was like one village against the other. And a lot of friendships really haven't healed since.
And this is Arena. It's not just Arena. This is a situation that's happening elsewhere in the rural Midwest, maybe elsewhere in the country.
Yeah, it's definitely not just Arena. You know, this is something that when I looked around Wisconsin, I found it in so many different places, particularly in northern Wisconsin. I found it in central Wisconsin in the Portage School District, which closed a couple of elementary schools within the last few years. And the superintendent there resigned his job afterward. It happens certainly in northeastern Wisconsin. It's really happening, you know, anywhere where there's a rural community that doesn't have a big city or suburbs nearby. And, you know, you can look at a lot of different reasons why this is happening. But one of them is just when you look at the agricultural situation in Wisconsin, you can see that the number of farms is going down and also birth rates are lower. So these schools used to be populated by a lot of farm families that had 3, 4, 5, 6 kids, and that's just not the case anymore.
And you write, and we've talked about this on the show, the state has tried to institute this thing called sparsity aid to help those districts where, you know, they don't have that concentration of students and they don't have the state aid that would usually come along with those students. It wasn't something that made a difference in this case, right?
That's right. It didn't actually affect this case at all in the River Valley School District, which ARENA is a part of. And the reason is that while there are about 150 school districts in Wisconsin that are considered sparsely populated school districts, there's a cap on how many kids can be in a district for the district to qualify. So the River Valley School District has too many children overall to qualify for this sparsity aid, which would have helped the school district if they had gotten it, but it wouldn't have made a difference to their bottom line.
Julie Bosman is with us. She covers the Midwest for the New York Times. We're talking about her piece, Schools Closed Forever, about the closure of the only elementary school in ARENA, Wisconsin. And Julie, communities like this, it's kind of a downward spiral in some ways. The part of the problem is they're not bringing in young families to have enough kids to keep the school open. And then if they can't keep the school open or the school has limited services, you write, a few athletic options, things like that, young families aren't going to want to move there.
Yeah, I mean, it becomes, you know, a chicken or an egg question for a lot of people, and it can spiral, you know, if for ARENA and villages like it, you know, that school will probably never reopen. There probably won't be another school in that village, and it could accelerate, you know, people leaving the village. ARENA is interesting because a lot of people who live there, you know, work elsewhere. There isn't much to do there by way of jobs. So they work in Spring Green, or more likely they work in Madison or the surrounding suburbs where there's just more jobs. So will this closure of this school convince people to say, okay, well, we can't send our kids to this nice little neighborhood school where we walk to school in the morning? What should we do now? Should we move to Middleton? Should we move to Madison? Should we move a little closer and try to sell our house while it's still worth something? So I think a lot of families are facing those hard decisions that they really hoped that they never would have to face.
You mentioned earlier, Julie, that this is more than just educating kids. I've been to small towns where, you know, the Rotary pancake breakfast is at the school cafeteria. The community meeting might be there. Rooting for the local sports team is part of what brings a community together. What does this do to this sense of community in a smaller town?
It's a great question, and I think that's one of the big spoken fears about the future of ARENA. You know, what happens to this building? If you can picture the building, it looks like so many little elementary schools in Wisconsin. It's just a little one-story brick building that was built in the 1950s, not very modern, you know, has only been an elementary school. And right now, the school district still owns the building. You know, they've saved money by consolidating and by sending these kids to the school in Spring Green, and they've saved money because they've eliminated some jobs. But they still have this building, and they have to figure out what to do with it. So there's been some discussion of turning it into some kind of food pantry or a town hall, some kind of village center. And I know that a lot of people who live in ARENA hope that it will still have some kind of purpose, that people will be able to go there and play basketball or have some kind of programs for children. But it doesn't have a clear purpose, and I think that's one of the things that people will be talking about in ARENA in the months ahead.
And Julie, as a reporter, I know you cover a lot of ground. You covered the resignation of the governor of Missouri and other stories like that. What led you to key in on this particular story in small town Wisconsin?
Well, I grew up in small town Wisconsin. I grew up in Summers, Wisconsin, and I always have my eye on Wisconsin stories, and I'm very interested in rural issues. So I spend a lot of time, reading newspapers in Wisconsin and talking to people there. And this story came out of conversations that I had with people in Wisconsin who actually were from a different school district up in New London, and they're considering consolidation. So once I started to talk to people about this issue, I realized it was so much bigger than I had originally thought, and it was something that affects people not just in Wisconsin, but, in Kansas, in Arkansas, in Montana, and that this was something that really I didn't know anything about and that I think is becoming a much bigger issue in rural America than I had known.
Briefly, as we wrap up, do the people you talk to see this in a way as their way of life, a way they love to live in a rural Wisconsin, rural Midwest? It's going away?
I don't know if I would go that far, but I think for a lot of people who, grew up in these communities when even a small town had a high school and had a middle school and had several schools, they do see it as a comment on rural America, and they see it as a comment on these smaller communities and their future. And they worry that for younger people who are starting families and, who are having kids, that it's just not a viable way of life for them, and that for a lot of people who live in these communities, they're getting older and they're just surrounded by people who are older. So they worry about the viability of these communities going forward.
Julie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Julie Bosman is a Chicago-based correspondent for the New York Times covering the Midwest. We've been talking about her piece in the Times about Arena, Wisconsin, titled Schools Closed Forever.